underway, and that's where we start today on commercial-free CNN Student News. I'm Carl Azuz. Welcome to the show. Before Americans have one major candidate from each party to choose from on Election Day, those parties have to decide whom they'll nominate. That happens during primaries and caucuses, votes and meetings scheduled to start early next year. Here's a look at how things stand right now. For the Democrats, five people have officially announced their candidacy. National polls indicate that former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is in the lead nationwide for the Democratic nomination. For the Republicans, 17 people have officially announced their candidacy. National polls indicate that businessman Donald Trump is in the lead nationwide for the Republican nomination. NASA and NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, held a meeting yesterday. Their focus was on global sea levels, and their main question was, how fast will sea levels rise? This isn't happening everywhere. One NASA oceanographer says sea levels on the U.S. West Coast have fallen over the past 20 years due to what he called natural cycles. But in other areas, scientists said a rise in sea levels could happen relatively fast. Sea level is generally referred to as the point where the ocean meets the land. Many of Earth's most important cities, and thus hundreds of millions of people, live within just a few feet of that point. We're talking sea levels on a globally average scale, where changes of just a couple of inches take hundreds, if not thousands, of years to occur. But if those couple of inches turn into a couple of feet, and that change happens in our lifetime, we could be talking about drastic changes to coastlines all over the Earth. Sea levels change primarily because of two main factors. The primary reason is something called thermal expansion, which is simply that water expands as it warms up. Think of your basic thermometer. As the temperature goes up, the liquid inside the column rises as it expands. The second way that global sea levels will rise and fall is based on how much water is tied up in land-based ice. Sea-based ice, like an iceberg for instance, if it melts, it does not change sea level. Just like if you have a drink and the ice in your drink melts, it doesn't change the height of your drink. But land-based ice is critically important. As temperatures increase, that ice that's based on the land will melt and they will flow into the ocean and they will raise the sea level. For instance, if just the Greenland ice sheet alone were to melt, it contains enough water to raise global sea levels by over 20 feet. We're already seeing these processes play out. In the last century, as global temperatures have risen, we've seen sea levels rise faster than at any point in the last 2,000 years.